Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Jess, we've got another guest in the studio.
Yes, Will from the newsroom.
Howdy.
G'day, thanks so much for coming in again.
That's all right.
Appreciate it. You'll be skipping through the show a lot today. Mm-hmm. Exam cram, Jess, we've been talking about this every single day for the last few weeks. What we like to do, because a lot of Year 12s across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Ballarina are doing their exams, and some Year 11s as well, mm-hmm. We cram those exams the day before they happen. Tomorrow there's two biggies in particular.
Yes. The first of which is drama.
Yep, we're going to get into that in a moment, but global politics a little bit later in the show. So best of luck if you or someone you know, maybe your kid has got this exam going on. The way we're going to cram is similar to the theatre studies exam for drama today.
Because Will enjoyed it so much the first time.
I am a drama nerd.
Now, the reason that I wanted to do this mostly is to show off.
Of course.
I was the Ducks of my school for drama.
Wow.
There was two of us.
I was the Ducks of my school for English.
Okay.
And
that's so
Will,
worrying.
Were you the Ducks of your school for...
You were the Ducks of your school for English?
Yeah.
You speak the worst.
How dare you? Oof. I used to speak real good before I went to Queensland.
any quacks from you, Will?
I got an A+ on the media exam.
Yeah, you'll take it. So today, just much like the scene Little Mallop, Big Heart,
yes,
or whatever
an absolute winner.
Yeah.
Trouble, up for a Logie this year.
Trouble at Eastern Beach. And they've given everyone parts. Jess, you will be Lucy. You highlighted at the top, can you
Thank
tell us
you.
A little bit about Lucy?
Lucy, 20s, sarcastic and smart.
Yep. Will, you'll be Jack. There you
Thank
go.
Thank you. Jack is in his 30s, quick-witted, but a bit clumsy.
Yep. And I'll be playing Sam in his 30s, overconfident and impulsive. This is a comedy drama titled Trouble at Eastern Beach.
Now, will you be reading the directions?
I think read your own directions, because I think I was getting confused last time. So if everyone,
but how are we going to know whether we're reading directions or whether we're saying the line?
Just what if it's under your name, do it. This is why directors quit all the time.
Okay.
Diva staff. All right, well, let's get into it. Jess, I believe you, as the Lucy, will kick off
yes.
the scene.
Glaring at Sam. I can't believe you did that. You swore you wouldn't do anything stupid today.
Look, Lucy, it was a harmless little prank. I thought it'd be funny.
Holding up the drenched bag. Oh, yeah? Harmless? This bag smells like fish guts, Sam. Fish guts.
Okay, I get it. Slightly bad idea. But come on, good to admit. You two falling into the water was pretty hilarious.
Oh, hilarious. I'm still coughing up salt water, and my phone is officially dead. Real comedy gold, Sam.
Yeah, we're both wet, our stuff's ruined, and we probably smell like the bottom of the ocean. Thanks, buddy. Great start to the day.
Well, look, you guys are being so dramatic. It's just a bit of water. At least you got a good story, right?
The only story we have is how you thought it would be funny to shove us off the pier.
Is that sheepish?
No.
Okay.
What do you think?
Oh, come on. I thought it would be a gentle nudge, a light splash. How was I supposed to know Jack would grab onto you and you'd both go flying into the water?
Deadpan. Because that's what happens when you shove people who are on the edge of a pier, Sam.
All right, fine. I'm sorry. I'll buy you both, I don't know, fish and chips.
Fish and chips and a new phone.
And a new phone? That was a gulp.
Yeah. We
fine.
And a round of drinks at the wharf shed, top shelf.
You two are really milking this.
Consider it payment for your comedy.
All right, fine. Fish and chips, new phone, and drinks. But you two better at least laugh about it later. Lucy and Jack exchange a look but burst into laughter, finally seeing the humour in the situation. Sam watches them, looking mildly annoyed, but relieved to see them laughing. It fades out.
Well done.
End scene.
Soft clap.
I don't think we said what happened. So what happened at the start was they're arguing by the water. Jack holds a soggy beach bag and Lucy has her arms crossed, looking exasperated. Sam stands between them with a guilty look on his face because he pushed them in the water at Eastern Beach.
I liked it better that we had to figure it out along the way.
That one was a lot better than Little Mallop, Big Hearts.
I agree.
At least it made sense, yeah.
Yep, Trouble at Eastern Beach. It's like jovial. It's like I accidentally pushed you into the water off the pier there.
Yeah.
But we went to the wharf shed. Billy Brownless was there. It was great.
Well done.
What do we think?
I think Jack needed more lines.
I think you really, like, Jess nailed it. I really found Lucy in you, but Jack was just not. I could tell Jack was reading. I could tell Will was reading Jack.
Yeah, we're both wet.
All All right. Well, Will, there's room to improve. You might not be coming back
you
in the
sequel. You
can
take the man out of the news booth, but you can't take the news booth out of the man.
Absolutely not. Jess, well played. God love you for you.
This is Tim and Jess.
Once a week, we create a safe space. Oh, is it safe? We create a space.
We create a space to have an argument.
Uh-huh.
Because it helps us stop resenting one another throughout the week.
Because we know, like, you know, we're mates. We've known each other 8 years, worked together for a long time. That, you know, it's good to have a moment to be like, this, I'm cheesed off.
Yeah.
With you. About
and
this.
We sort it out by letting one person be the judge.
Yep.
And they have the final say.
Yeah, they decide who's right. It becomes law across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Let's jump into it.
Tim and Jess. You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session. This one is pretty simple. I said it to get a reaction, I'll be honest. I set you up.
Sure.
You reacted exactly how I'd assume. I know that most people think what I'm about to say is wrong and you shouldn't do it. But I'll do it tonight. I'll do it tomorrow night. I'll do it the night after. I do it every single night of my life. Pots and pans can go in the dishwasher.
Oh, wrong.
Just, cleans them real good. Cleans them real good.
Just because they might fit doesn't mean you're not wasting valuable space in the dishwasher.
Nah, we're fine.
You can fit way more in if you leave just that one big pot out.
See, my wife.
And have a wash of that.
My wife and I and our son, pretty much from like the start of the day to the end of the day, the plates, the cooking stuff, whatever we use, it fills exactly one dishwasher.
Mm.
One dishwasher. And
are you talking
perfectly
like deep pots, like a spaghetti bolognese?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's totally fine. I know that if my mum's listening, I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Because she goes, don't put them in the dishwasher, Tim.
Do you at least put them on like a heavy cycle?
Just put it on like...
Just regular.
Yeah, just eco. Actually.
Eco.
Yeah, like a water
reserve
one.
Eco's not doing anything. Eco's just going...
Eco and extra dry. They're the two buttons I press and I go... Bloop, and it goes. And then 3 hours later...
No matter
shebang,
what I put
shebang.
In the dishwasher, I'm always going heavy.
Yeah,
heavy,
know.
Extra dry. You always go
extra
because
you hate the environment.
Okay.
And I know a lot of people say, oh, it takes off the non-stick. Oh, you're killing it. I have had my pots and pans since 2018. 2018, right. They're totally fine. Totally fine. And you know how sometimes you're scrubbing on a pan and it's like, oh, there's like lots of grits that I've got to get off.
Mm.
I'm there for 20 minutes. You know, I've missed my bus. the ATO, I forgot to put my tackers in. I was doing it for so long. Just dishwasher, all fine.
I worry for your dishwasher.
My wife's on board as well. Normally that's the red flag for me.
Yeah.
Right? She's like, Tim, don't do that. She's like, no, this is fair game. I love you. If we could get married again, I would. Let's renew our vows. We have that conversation every night as I'm putting the pots and pans into the dishwasher. And my son goes, normally he only says, Mum, Dad, Moo, Bar. And he goes, Father, play on. This is what it was built for. These utensils are safe. They are fine to use. And the dishwasher, it shall go off while I am in my bed. But it is great to use and this is totally fine. And then he goes, Moo, Bar, Bar. And it's totally fine. I don't know why you're so... What's wrong with you?
I feel like it's lazy. And coming from me?
Yeah, that's rich.
Right? I mean...
Queen of shortcuts.
Yeah. And even I don't do that. 5223295. We need a judge to have the final say today.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to pots and pans, can you put them through the dishwasher? Because I just feel like it's wrong. Like,
You can does the job.
Doesn't mean you should.
Does the job. Perfectly. People say it takes off the non-stick. How about you stick it up, yeah? Because it absolutely does not. It's totally fine.
We don't even put bowls in our dishwasher anymore because they were always chipping in the dishwasher.
Well, because you put it on a heavy cycle. I imagine an eight ball's in there spinning around, chipping all your plates. How heavy's the cycle?
Well, the heavy cycle means it gets the grime off.
Mate,
eco, for heavy duty.
I tell you, and I said it before and I'll say it again, eco mode gets these pots and pans, cleans them up perfectly.
Terrible.
They dry overnight. But a boom, but a bing, they're in the pan drawer again.
It doesn't matter what you have to say, Tim, and it doesn't even matter what I have to say, even though I'm right. Because the only opinion that matters is that of our judge, who is today, Caleb from Thompson.
Your Honour, good afternoon. Do you have a dishwasher, Caleb?
I do, but I don't use it.
Okay, that's not a great start. How do you feel about this, Caleb, about pots and pans being put in the dishwasher?
Well, I used to put them in the dishwasher, and when I used to work in the kitchens for 12 years, we used to wash everything with the dishwasher. So,
seems fine.
Do whatever you want, but if I can ask, don't put your knives in the dishwasher.
Oh, but they fit too.
Yeah,
it's. I can tell it's hurting Caleb to agree with you, Tim.
Caleb, I like the knives that we have. We got them from like Harris Scarf like 5 years ago. They used to, like, they're all the same colour now, but they used to have, like, a handle colour. It'd be, like, this brown. Oh. And they've been in the dishwasher so many times that, yeah, it's gone. And it's all just silver now.
Oh, jeez.
I don't mean the ones like the knife and fork set that you
eat. Like, no, this is the cut the meat boy.
Yeah.
Cut the meat boy! That's what they call them. Yeah.
The Sharpies, as I call them.
But do whatever you want with your pots and pans.
Oh, Caleb.
That must have hurt, Caleb. I know you hate my guts, so appreciate it.
All good.
There we go. Caleb, he's an absolute legend. See, Jess, if Caleb and I are coming together,
all right.
that's a big
fine
thing.
I will put my frying pan in the dishwasher tonight, and I guarantee you it'll be dirty tomorrow morning, and I'll be furious.
Imagine if your heavy cycle is so heavy it chips that. Yeah. Then we know there's something up. This is Tim and Jess. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's like shower thoughts or just kind of like, you know when you just kind of black out, you zone out, and you just think about something that maybe, like, you probably shouldn't think about it.
Are these inside thoughts, Tim? Should they be coming out of your mouth right now?
I don't know. Like, it's definitely not, like, I probably shouldn't say it.
Okay.
But you know how sometimes things make you happier than they should? Okay. Like, you see someone else getting in trouble or something happens to them that's not good, but you're like,
oh, that, like that German word, what is it, like Schadenfreude?
Yeah, but yeah.
Where it's like you take great pleasure in someone's misfortune.
Well, I was feeling chumbandangun the other day, Jess. I think I spoke to you about this. As I was driving into work on Barwon Heads Road, great police presence out there. And I'm a huge advocate, and I feel like I've spoke about this on the show. I don't like when people do the flash of the headlights to be like, oh, there's a speed camera
like,
coming
don't
up.
Don't warn me.
Yeah, like, no, don't speed. That's the whole thing. That's my whole thing. Don't speed. If you get a speeding fine, stop speeding.
Sure.
But I saw someone the other day pulled over on Barwon Heads Road. And I was like, because your first thought is like,
what has it done?
Naughty. And then I got, because initially you're kind of like, oh, that's interesting. You see the flashing lights, whatever, you slow down. But then I saw what car had been pulled over.
Oh.
And I was like, well, yeah, get him. And maybe it's from a place of jealousy. But it was a person driving a Porsche.
Porsche.
And I was
what
like,
kind of Porsche?
Like a nice Porsche.
Okay.
Like a Diablo 911. Nice
sure.
Porsche.
Sure.
And obviously, they've probably been pulled over for doing something that they're not meant to do. That's what the police are there for, mm-hmm. right? So it's good that they've been pulled over. They're being reprimanded.
Have they been profiled, though? Driving a nice Porsche. Must be going fast.
Well, maybe, again, I didn't see it get pulled over, but I have to, in my brain, convince myself that our emergency services are out there doing the right thing. Naturally, obviously. So, like, if someone's been pulled over, obviously there's cause that the police need to intervene or to speak to that individual. But when I saw it was a Porsche driver, I thought, yeah, get him. Yeah, get him. Richie Rich over there getting pulled over. And then this is where my brain went. So I saw someone in a Porsche pulled over.
Mm.
And I'm like, all right, say they're doing 10 kilometres over a limit. And remember, speed kills. We don't like people speeding.
No.
But a $400 fine to someone who owns a Porsche, most likely, is not going to dent as much as someone who's driving like an older car like maybe me and you.
Do you think some, like...
I think it should be, you should get fined weighted on your salary.
Oh my God!
Maybe on your household income. Because, like, a rich person getting, like, a $280 fine doesn't devastate their week.
No, they're going to keep speeding.
They're going to keep speeding.
Yeah, that'd be like you getting a $28 fine. You'd be like, all right, no worries, play on.
Yeah, like, if I got a $280 speeding fine, I'm like, 2 minute noodles for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm. I'm in big trouble here. Like, should it be scaled up?
Should it be scaled down? Why do I feel happy that someone in a Porsche was being pulled over? Again, these are thoughts I don't know if I should be having or expressing. First of all, I don't know if I should be having these thoughts, let alone expressing them on the radio show.
You look green with envy, Tim.
Well, this is the thing. Porsche 911 is my favorite car.
Yeah.
My favorite car. So maybe I was like, I'm angry I don't have that. So I'm happy that that person who is driving that car that isn't me, they're obviously, they're not respecting it on the roads like I would if I was in that situation.
If you had a Porsche, the way you would drive so slowly in fear of ever nicking that Porsche.
I do that now with my 2008 Nissan Patrol, let alone not a car that's worth over $200,000+.
They can't be that they're worth a lot, actually. They can't be worth that much.
What do you got right there?
Well, secondhand ones.
Yeah.
2023 model, over $330,000.
Yeah, so get them. Get them.
Up that fine to $3,000,
yeah,
I reckon.
I think fines should be scaled to your average household income because...
Hey, look, there's a 2007 one. Only 147,000.
All right, well, you're making me feel worse about
That's
it. I don't know.
Cheap. Yeah, cheap as chips, Tim.
I hate saying it, but it kind of is. So.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.